Here is your dinner table anecdote for tonight. Three Mexican fishermen who were lost at sea for the last 9 months have been found alive and healthy, albeit skinny and sunburned. They survived by eating birds and raw fish and by collecting rainwater. The story is in today's Los Angeles Times. Reporter Hector Tobar joins me now from Mexico City. And Hector, this is a remarkable story. How were these men found?
They were found by a Taiwanese crew on a tuna fishing boat that is based in the Marshall Islands. They were found more than halfway between the coast of Mexico and Australia. So they were out there 5,000 miles from the place they had set out from.
I guess the Taiwanese crew didn't necessarily speak Spanish, and these men didn't necessarily speak Chinese. So how did they communicate?
The three fishermen wrote their names on a piece of paper, and that paper was faxed from the ship, from the tuna ship, to the home base of the ship on the Marshall Islands in the port of Majuro. And that was the way in which the world sort of learned the identity of these men, and the word eventually got back to Mexico that they were alive.
And tell us more about how they survived these long 9 months.
Well, initially they told their Chinese rescuers that they survived by capturing seabirds and drinking rainwater. They were on a boat that was 27 feet long, so it wasn't exactly a raft, and they did set out apparently for a journey of a couple of weeks initially to do some deep-sea fishing. So they had some initial supplies. One of their grandparents said that they had taken a supply of lemons with them on board, which I guess helped them fight off scurvy, among other things.
I guess it's a good thing that they were fishermen.
Yes, and they apparently had all the equipment that, their boat almost sank a couple of times, but otherwise the ship was fine.
Well, speaking of equipment, why didn't they have any equipment that would signal where they were back home, or anything, any modern equipment that could help them out?
Well, many of the fishermen now have cell phones, and cell phones are so cheap to get, and they can call, you know, within 20 or 30 miles of the coastline if they have a problem. But these guys, apparently, all in their early 20s, without much money, trying to make a little bit extra, just didn't have any equipment whatsoever other than their two outboard motors and their sort of guile, which allowed them to survive.
And what's been the reaction since they've returned home?
Well, many of the relatives had given them up for dead. So I think the initial reaction was one of shock. One of the men I interviewed via telephone in San Blas told me he was trembling as he was talking to me, because we had actually been the ones to inform his family that this relative of his had been found. And it was just something so outside the realm of experience for people there. Very often, men are lost, and in this area because of the poverty of the fishermen, and people go off into the ocean and they never come back, and you don't expect to see them again. And to have someone come back after almost a year was just really seen as a real life miracle.
Los Angeles Times reporter Hector Tobar in Mexico City. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.